Tom Lydon joins us now to talk about exchange-traded funds. Tom, of course, the editor at ETF Trends. He is the one who brings us the ETF of the week each week, but he brings you a lot more than that at ETFtrends.com. It's not just, hey, here's what's trending, here's what I like, here's what I dislike. There is everything you could need to know to be a good ETF investor, from educational pieces to stuff that's going to tell you what's being created and what's new, what's going away, all that sort of stuff. So it's ETFtrends.com for more information. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the ProShares S&P 500 Dividend Aristocrats ETF, ticker symbol NOBL.
It's ticker symbol NOBL, the ProShares S&P 500 Dividend Aristocrats ETF. Now, last week, we were looking at a brand new international dividend ETF. It was the Legg Mason International Low Volatility High Dividend ETF. And we talked a little bit about how there's a lot of talk going on right now about what's been happening with dividends and people wanting to be getting dividends as a replacement for yield, and that's been bidding things up. So I'm curious, because we had that discussion and we looked at the new fund, not so much as, oh, here's a 200-day moving average play because it was too new for that, but from the standpoint of how you diversify. This is a much more classic fund, the Dividend Aristocrat strategy, somewhat more classic. So why this fund right now?
Well, it's classic for sure, but also, Chuck, there's a certain spin to this that makes this ETF just that much more special. This ETF has really been gaining a lot of assets, and it's been outperforming the S&P quite handsomely in the last year. And the key is, it's not just that it has certain dividend-oriented stocks in the portfolio, that yes, they happen to also provide a little bit less volatility. But most importantly, it's the earnings history of the stocks within the portfolio. So they go back and they look at the S&P 500 companies that have increased their dividend over the last 25 consecutive years. So imagine that with all the stocks that are in the S&P 500, they pick that select few that have consistently, year over year, increased their dividend. And if you don't increase your dividend, or if you reduce your dividend, or if you don't pay your dividend, you're not eligible to be within this index and this ETF. So the great thing about it is it's not a manager picking the stocks, or it's not a research team. It's basically you're going through this set process. And by going through the set process and discipline, you come up with the Dividend Aristocrats Index, and these stocks have been consistently improving or increasing their dividends over time for an extended period of time. And you know what happens? Over time, they have shown that they've not only provided less volatility, but some pretty impressive performance. So, yes, your point. Are we in a situation where there's too much money that's going into dividend-oriented stocks? Well, there's a lot of money going there, but it's not as though the evidence shows that there's an overwhelming amount to the point where it's toppy. It's pretty consistent with money that's going into other large cap-oriented stocks.
Okay.
And we've had companies that have actually provided us with that research, so that's been really, really good. The other thing you're going to ask, Chuck, is, well, what do you do with this, and where does this fit in your portfolio, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So with that, the average investor and the average advisor is very much tied to the performance of the S&P 500. So with that high correlation of the S&P 500, it's not as though you have to look to what you might sell to be able to add to this. A, if you want less volatility, and you want a greater dividend, and more consistent performance over time, if you've got some consistent or traditional cap-weighted S&P 500 allocation, whether it's an ETF, or if you've got an actively managed mutual fund that's highly correlated to that, here you can replace a portion of that. And I would say for your equity portfolio, 5 to 10% in this allocation will serve you very well over time. And I don't have to say that geez, I hope that this continues, because, yes, there may at one point be a pullback in dividend-oriented stocks. However, with yields as extremely low as they are right now, investors are looking for yield, so they're shifting money from bonds over to two stocks.
Yep.
With the idea that they can make that yield, but also they can also have some appreciation as well.
Is this a 200-day moving average play, or because you're talking about 10%, this is really hold it, build it, you know, make it a cornerstone?
Well, for two folks. Number one, if you're an asset allocator, put some of your portfolio here. I mean, I couldn't be more direct on something like this. And, you know, I'm rarely saying this is something that you need to buy, but this has been pretty consistent over time, so I believe in it. Number two, if you have money that's on the sidelines and you're looking to go in and you're a trend follower, here's a great ETF to follow on a 200-day average, as it is, in fact, above its 200-day.
It is the PowerShares S&P 500 Dividend Aristocrats ETF. Noble, N-O-B-L, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is editor at ETFtrends.com. For all things related to ETFs, for news, for trend following information, obviously, and for much more, check out ETFtrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter, where they're at ETFtrends. And while you're at it, follow Tom, because he's at Tom Lydon. Well, this